From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Authorities in southern India have begun the grim task of identifying victims of an air crash as grieving friends and relatives look on. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi, as many as 158 people are feared dead, with just 8 survivors.
The Air India plane, a Boeing 737-800, crashed into a hilly forest after overshooting a runway in Mangalore in southern India. A survivor of the flight from Dubai said the aircraft broke in two as it skidded off the runway during a light rain shower. Air India said all of the passengers were Indian nationals. It said both pilots had more than enough experience to handle the runway at Mangalore's airport, which is on a hilltop. Air traffic controllers did not receive any distress call. This is India's first major air disaster in a decade. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is expressing grief over the crash and has asked the government to provide all available assistance to victims and their families. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
President Obama says offshore oil drilling can play an important part in securing the nation's energy independence. But he adds in his weekly address there must be assurances that disasters such as the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will not happen again. He's appointing a bipartisan panel to look into the matter.
I've asked Democrat Bob Graham and Republican Bill Riley to co-chair this commission. Bob served two terms as Florida's governor and represented Florida as a United States senator for almost two decades. During that time, he earned a reputation as a champion of the environment, leading the most extensive environmental protection effort in the state's history. Bill Riley is chairman emeritus of the board of the World Wildlife Fund, and he also is deeply knowledgeable about the oil and gas industry.
Meanwhile, oil continues to gush from the well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico a month after the explosion. The Texas State Board of Education adopted new social studies standards last night. Once implemented, the guidelines will remain in place for a decade. From member station KUT in Austin, Nathan Bernier reports.
A block of social conservatives controls a majority of votes on the elected State Board of Education. The new guidelines add increased emphasis on the influence of Christianity in American politics, and they downplay the role of the American labor movement. Democratic board members like Helen Berlanga say the standards whitewash racism against minorities, such as Mexican Americans.
Some of these families would try to go to a movie. They couldn't have popcorn and drinks until everybody else was seated. And yet, when you look at our history books, you will not find any discussion on that at all.
The textbook industry says it is unlikely this content could pop up in other states, mainly because of advances in publishing technology. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin, Texas.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Space Shuttle Atlantis crew gets part of the day off today. Astronauts completed their third and final spacewalk at the International Space Station yesterday. They're scheduled to leave tomorrow morning. During their visit this week, they installed fresh batteries and an extra antenna and delivered a new compartment full of supplies. This is the last scheduled mission for Space Shuttle Atlantis. Only two more shuttle flights are scheduled, both this fall. A woman who was the inspiration for the lead character in a hit movie about women's professional baseball died in California this week. Dorothy Kamenchek was 84 years old. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Kamenchek was a left-handed infielder who was named as one of the top women athletes of the century by Sports Illustrated magazine. She played professional baseball for the Rockford Peaches, the team that was immortalized in the 1992 movie A League of Their Own. The movie starred Gina Davis as Dottie Hickson, a character based on Dorothy Kamenchek. Tom Hanks was the team's memorably cranky manager.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Dorothy Kamenchek played for the Rockford Peaches from 1943 till 1953. She died of natural causes on Monday at her home in Palm Desert, California. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Jordan Romero climbed to the top of Mount Everest today. At 13, he's the youngest person to conquer the highest mountain in the world. Romero is trying to climb the highest peaks on all seven continents. He only has one left in Antarctica. He said he was inspired by seeing a painting of the seven continents at his elementary school. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.